Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA service has returned to normal, but a price hike is also now in effect. KYW Share Day, Howard spoke with some riders about how that over 20% increase will impact their wallets.
40 cents is a lot to a broke man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't afford that.
That's Micah. He works in Center City but lives in West Philly and says he got a rude awakening getting on the bus as SEPTA bus and subway fares went up from $2.50 to $2.90, and regional rail rates went up about a dollar. And what about Uber and other car services? He says they're just not an option for him.
Y'all know how much Uber costs? I barely make $20,000 a year. Y'all talking about stick Uber? Heck to the no. Y'all better fix y'all stuff.
And Cass from Northern Liberties, she uses a monthly SEPTA TransPass and pays now $116, up from $96. She says unlike much of Philly, she can afford it.
It's not great. I'm lucky I can deal with it, but, you know, it does impact me. Yeah, no, it definitely adds up.
Recently, Governor Josh Shapiro approved SEPTA's request to use about $394 million in state money to reverse previous service cuts and to prevent more cuts next year. But SEPTA riders like Cass.
I would like to tell the Senate to pass a budget that funds SEPTA adequately. And in fact, like, it should be free.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
For 24 hours, runners ran up and down the Art Museum steps this weekend to raise money for cancer patients. KYW's Sunny Morgan was there as they finished their last climb.
Saturday morning, runners began their 24-hour sprint up and down the rocky steps for their PHL 24 endurance run, the event raising money for Legacy of Hope. They ran until 9 on Sunday morning. The nonprofit helps cancer patients and their families to keep groceries and bills paid. For Gina Mancuso, co-founder of the PHL 24 event, it's personal.
This 24-hour event is in honor of my dear friend Carrie, who passed away in 2018. And I spent the last few days of her life with her. And at one point I said, Carrie, I wish there was something I could do for you. And she lit up. She said, oh, there is something you can do.
Mancuso says after her funeral, the idea of PHL 24 came to her.
It's become an amazing event because of the participants, because of the athletes who come out and give their heart and soul into this entire day.
Michael Rao, the president of Legacy of Hope, says this year they've raised over $200,000 for families in need.
We're getting referrals from every hospital here in Philly for cancer patients and families who have exhausted all of the resources. These families are going hungry. They're being evicted. Their utilities are shut off.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In sports, a little more than 7 months after dominating the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59, the Eagles marched into Kansas City and earned a 20-7 win to start the year 2-0. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more from Birds fans.
It was a lot closer than February's Super Bowl, but this win makes Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts 3-2 all-time against Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs. While the Eagles quarterback didn't have the prettiest stat line, only throwing for about 100 yards, Chaney Lofton says Hurts is a winner.
No matter what, Jalen Hurts is going to find a way to win the game. Jalen Hurts is always going to find a way to win, so just love the mentality from the team, like, hey, whenever we needed a play, we made it happen.
It was a pretty impressive showing from the defense, holding a potent Chiefs team to 17 points. Combine this performance with the thrashing of Super Bowl 59, and Adrian Martin says he's happy some shine is wearing off the NFL's golden boy.
I'm just happy that the Eagles proved that Patrick Mahomes is human, and I hope that continues.
Meanwhile, with the Eagles undefeated and the Phillies approaching Red October, Anita Kane is on cloud nine.
I'm so excited to be a sports fan in this city right now. It's such a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
At Stateside Live, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
And while the Phillies couldn't clinch their division yesterday, they did secure their spot in the postseason, so we're officially getting a Red October for the fourth year in a row. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.